This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Time for another review, and I don't say that to sound redundant, but it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Weekend is upon us, so we're going to go through the charts for the week of June 1st to the 5th with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, here to do the honor of introducing Michael to the vast thousands, tens of thousands, actually millions of people that listen to this program every weekend to hear where all the important discussions are in the list of stories, the top 10 people as well. So, Michael, will you please go through the list of things in your research at Talkers Magazine that actually is published, if you want to see it, at talkers.com. What do we have?
We have a lot of stuff. This has been one of the craziest weeks in the history of the world. Not just in recent times. Yeah. I don't remember any. Do you remember a week as intense, dramatic, full of events, overlapping stories, things that are so crazy?
I think we're seeing a confluence of lots of things. If you believe in astrology, and I have some very close friends who are astrologers, and frankly, they're very convincing with their argument as to what's going on, why it's going on, how long it's going to last, not that I want to be the forecast. It isn't necessarily doom and gloom, but apparently we ain't seen nothing yet. This summer is going to be something else, according to a lot of them. So, depending on where Jupiter is and Saturn is and Pluto is and all of that stuff, this is something that is almost right on the money. There are eclipses there are six eclipses between now and the end of the year. That hasn't happened for tens of thousands of years. And, all the planets in retrograde, it's not a pretty picture, no matter how you slice it. And, yes, there have been some things very interesting. At the beginning of the week, I predicted once we went into all the race stuff and George Floyd, that the talkers list for the first time in months would not have the COVID thing as number one. And I didn't know, I'm not privy to this list until we actually do the program, just before we do the program. So it turned out that was correct. So we want to go through the list and talk about some of the things that have been decided by your research.
I don't see the list either until our staff astrologer compiles it. And
okay, go ahead with your zinger. Keep going.
I just have to lift myself off the floor, but okay.
I know.
All right, here we go. At number 10, the environment tied with climate change.
The reason that you like me is because my thinking is unique.
I like you regardless of how you think because, one, you're very bright, and two, you're a good person, but you're just completely wrong about that. But I can't prove that, I don't mean to be disparaging. It's just
I don't believe. That's okay. Different beliefs.
I don't. It's not even belief. I don't agree with it. I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong.
Okay. Predict those sorts of things or wrong
I think that certain levels of the parapsychological universe are BS, and I think other parts of it are quite.
But you and I have many things. Yeah, exactly. You and I talk about that stuff all the time.
But let's just say I'm more into astronomy than astrology.
Yes. I'm into pastrami and
that pastrami is also good. Okay. But that being said, I have to be on record since my name is attached to this put no credence whatsoever in what radio astrologers have to say.
Okay.
But it's still interesting. I hope you're not angry with me.
No, I've never been angry. Well, that's not true. Know. But I'm not angry with you now.
Okay, good. The environment, climate change, and the Russian oil spill are at number 10. The Russian oil spill in the Arctic would be the number one topic this week if we
absolutely.
Were not. It is a gigantic ecological catastrophe.
Yep.
And it's going on right now. Okay.
Yep.
Number 9, social media and free speech. That's big stuff. At number 8, psychology and personal relationships. At number 7, the U.S.-China relationship and Hong Kong. Hong Kong is not even in the news. It's been talked about on talk radio and talk media.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's amazing how big these subjects are if we lived in a normal world. At number 6, when I say normal, I mean per what we're used to. Before this summer and this spring, before this spring, we're not even in summer technically yet. Mm-hmm. At number 6, we have the economy and the PPP. That's that paycheck thing. At number 5, reopening America and education and sports. At number 4, COVID-19 and health care. Number 4. Number 3, the presidential race and politics. Number 2, civil unrest and the Insurrection Act. Number 1, race relations and the George Floyd case. The people thing is basically a snapshot. Mark Zuckerberg at 10, William Barr at 9. At number 8, Ahmaud Arbery and Travis McMichael, remember them? Joe Biden at 7, Tom Cotton at 6, Drew Brees at 5, Bill de Blasio at 4. At number 3, James Madison, Mark Esper tied, George Floyd at 2, Donald Trump at 1. And that's basically a moving snapshot and kind of blurry because there are a lot of people being talked about.
So one of the things that I've said on the DGV program this week has sort of tied together in the number one story, the race relations story, the reason, or trying to figure out or factor how George Floyd has become the one to focus on versus Arbery or Breonna or others who have had they're all horrible cases, but why George Floyd? What is there about George Floyd that he's like a Christ-like figure? I see his name and his image on posters and all over the place, and that's something that I don't get. As a matter of fact, I object to it, even though, I think we certainly have to focus on this problem because it is a problem, a continuing problem, and perhaps a worsening problem with all the other things that are playing into us being, we're all stirred up in this country. As a matter of fact, people all around the world are all stirred up. But what about, is it disrespecting Arbery or Breonna because we're not paying as much attention to them? I think their cases are every bit as important as George Floyd. That's my read on it anyway. What do you think?
Well, it has to do with tipping points. It has to do with the old expression, the straw that broke the camel's back.
Okay.
One bridge too far. It has to do with the way things build and get pent up and the nature of it. The nature, the video, the production, the package, the presentation of the event to the American people was so profoundly chilling.
Yeah.
That and add to that the fact that it came on the heels of the Arbery murder.
Yeah. But the visuals that you're talking about, putting the neck on Floyd, putting the knee on the neck of Floyd, how is that more, we're talking about degrees here, but a guy gets shot with a shotgun.
Because he wasn't running away. There was no misunderstanding. He was posing no danger.
You're talking about Floyd.
Yes, it wasn't dark. It wasn't action-packed. It was calm. It was an execution. Mm-hmm. So there are millions of nuances that go into the way this thing came across at the time it did that led to George Floyd living his entire life to come to destiny at that one moment that took his life but thrust him into a historic position in terms of
American
history.
I mean, he wasn't a historic
figure.
He was actually kind of a dark figure. He didn't have a perfect past by any stretch of the imagination, which is not the case with Arbery. Arbery pretty clean, clean, clear through and sort of deodorized too. Floyd, not the case. And so, again, we're glorifying the news media grabbed a hold of. I don't know. It just seems.
Well, it's what it represents. It's symbolism. Mm. It's symbolism.
Are we moving too fast, Michael? We're back to the question about being convicted by the news media and the masses before there's a trial. You look at these three other Minneapolis cops that were fired, looks like a couple of them anyway, said to the perpetrator, no, don't do this. What are you doing? And yet they're all being held in the same count. So, there's more stuff to come out.
There are ways to interpret what happened. I'm not going to try this on this show. I'm not going to be a legal expert, nor was I there, nor do I know all the minute details.
Yep. Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which continues in a matter of moments right now, a reminder of how you can take care of the shape that you have found yourself in, the shape of summer now, and how you can control or better the way you look, courtesy of Calitrin, which is a safe product for the entire family. Weight loss formula that's been heralded around the world because it's really the only one that is natural. There's no stimulation in it. There's no drug content in it. It has a fascinating combination of science. Doctors and nurses put this formula together 2.5 decades ago. So you know it's got to be great because it's been around, survived, and done fabulously well by the people who've used it because the product works. That's the number one thing. That's all I have to tell you. You can go find out, read all of the legitimate conversations with people who have gone on the program, lost the weight. These are legitimate folks who've actually gone through, not some announcer on the radio that says, oh, yeah, I tried it. It worked well for me. Who's the boss's secretary. These are real people with real stories. Go to toploss.com. See if you can't be convinced by what they've gone through that this is the right thing for you and your family. And the summertime look that we want to achieve can be yours. The Early Bird Summer Special right now at toploss.com. You get the BOGO deal. Buy one, or actually buy three, get three free. And it goes from there. Buy four, get four free. It's going on the Super Summer Early Sale. Use the DJV code, get free shipping as well. That's all the way to... The safe way for your family to lose weight is to read up and use the products at toploss.com.
6 new research studies from universities across the U.S. found promising health impacts of consuming everyone's favorite berry, strawberries. The research findings include positive outcomes in the important areas of gut health, heart health, metabolic health, and brain health, which is good news all around for strawberry lovers. A serving of about 8 strawberries, either fresh or frozen, provides a complete daily value of vitamin C, 3 grams of fiber, plus potassium and folate. Strawberries are also rich in flavonoids, which help the body function more efficiently while protecting against everyday toxins and stressors. Strawberries have been identified to have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties that may improve insulin resistance, cholesterol, vascular function, and may reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. With all of this very good news about strawberries, what's not to love about this delicious red fruit? For more information on the health benefits of strawberries, visit californiastrawberries.com.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, back we are again here for this first week in June. The overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine, all of them posted at talkers.com, where you'll find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher and has been for decades of Talkers Magazine. We're going through some of the specifics or some of our thoughts about, for example, number four, which would have been number one had it not been for number one, two, and three. the continuation. How dare you mess up this? The COVID thing, I call it the Chinese virus. The controversy on treatments. Lancet, which is the respected medical journal in England, as you know, walked back its criticism of using the Z-Pak and the malaria disease, the malaria treatment, because...
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yep. They were, at the beginning, they said, don't you dare do this, don't da-da-da-da-da-da, and they had all kinds of evidence, and now they've walked back that entire... They apologized.
As they should. You and I knew all along that there was something wrong with the sudden rise of anti-hydroxychloroquine philosophy out there. Like somehow this is a dangerous drug. And look at the ads at night or during the day. I don't watch regular television ever during the day.
Yeah.
But at night when I do see it, one drug ad after another.
Every spot set, there's a drug.
And some of the drugs are things that you'd never see before. Like bipolar disorder, all kinds
of things.
And
they spend 15 seconds telling you why to take it and 45 seconds why you shouldn't take it.
Who would take it after that risk? It could cause a heart attack,
cancer.
Right.
So when you put it on top, can you imagine... If I took, let's say, the ad that I did for Calitrin, and I spent 15 seconds telling you how great it is to lose weight, and then 45 seconds, but be careful, because it might cause you to have another eye in your forehead, or you could grow a fourth leg, or whatever.
They do the commercials, and you and I are in the business of copy and commercials and selling, so you listen to it and go, and this drug will make your life much better, you'll be happy, you'll be with your grandchildren, you'll be able to dance in the flowers and have a good time.
It may cause a heart attack, it may cause itching,
stroke.
It may cause stroke, and your skin will turn green.
And ulcer bleeding.
You'll have a large wart on your nose.
Or elsewhere.
So, we're laughing. I mean, look at this humor. This is funny.
Well, I mean, we got to laugh at something. This week has not been exactly the week that many of us had yucks on the radio or any place else, frankly, because it's just this whole business, this season of discontent. And I still maintain that the Chinese are behind it. As a matter of fact, there were some Chinese nationals arrested this week in Florida at the Navy base. You know that story, right?
Not really.
You know that story? Ah, okay.
No.
So there were a bunch of, they were acting as tourists, and so they just sort of, quote-unquote, stumbled onto the base over, what's in Tampa? I forget the name of it is. Anyway, so they're over there taking...
Fort Brady. Go on.
Yeah. Anyway, they're over there supposedly taking pictures, and they walk on, and they say they can't speak English. Well, the authorities arrested them. And they found out that they were operatives for the Chinese government, taking pictures of everything. They could speak English better than most of the people on the base could speak English. So they're charging them with high crimes and misdemeanors, and they're agents of the Chinese government. I'm telling you, the Chinese are everywhere trying to disrupt everything. It isn't just the COVID. It is the riots. I'm convinced that much of the disturbance and all of the upset is being created by agents of the Chinese one way or another, and all the other stuff. I mean, they are that insidious, in my mind anyway. And the Epoch Times, which both of us read, pretty much underscores that. It's something, by the way, if you haven't got the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H, excuse me, I sign up for that. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Six new research studies from universities across the U.S. found promising health impacts of consuming everyone's favorite berry, strawberries. The research findings include positive outcomes in the important areas of gut health, heart health, metabolic health, and brain health, which is good news all around for strawberry lovers. A serving of about 8 strawberries, either fresh or frozen, provides a complete daily value of vitamin C, 3 grams of fiber, plus potassium and folate. Strawberries are also rich in flavonoids, which help the body function more efficiently while protecting against everyday toxins and stressors. Strawberries have been identified to have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties that may improve insulin resistance, cholesterol, vascular function, and may reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. With all of this very good news about strawberries, what's not to love about this delicious red fruit? For more information on the health benefits of strawberries, visit californiastrawberries.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's given the order for National Guard troops to be withdrawn from the nation's capital. He says things are now under control. The president had ordered thousands of troops and federal law enforcement to the city to dominate the streets after some incidents of looting and violence. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser then called on him to withdraw the National Guard troops. Attorney General William Barr spoke on CBS's Face the Nation about President Trump's demand last Monday to put 10,000 active duty troops into the streets to calm the protests. Defense Secretary Mark Esper joined Chief Chair Mark Milley, and Barr objected.
Everyone agreed that the use of regular troops is a last resort, and that as long as matters can be controlled with other resources, they should be. I felt
we had adequate resources and wouldn't need to use federal troops.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A barber who defied reopening guidelines has won in court. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Michigan's Supreme Court ruling in favor of a barber who defied the governor Gretchen Whitmer's coronavirus non-essential business shutdown orders. In a unanimous decision late Friday, the state's high court ruled in favor of the Owosso barber, Carl Mankey. The Great Lakes News reporting the decision casts aside the governor's attempts to fine Mankey and take away his business license. Mankey had told reporters earlier that he would keep working until they cut off his hands.
The results of one of the largest hydroxychloroquine studies is leading the World Health Organization to consider suspending its trial once again. The recovery trial in the UK with 11,000 patients says its status shows hydroxychloroquine does not prevent patients infected with COVID-19 from death. It has since stopped its trial, and WHO chief scientist Dr. Soumya Swaminathan says it's also considering the possibility of putting things on hold. But
we will continue for now, and our committee will consider the data as it becomes available. That's what data safety monitoring committees are supposed to do.
The World Health Organization has recently resumed its hydroxychloroquine trial after The Lancet retracted a study that suggested hydroxychloroquine increased the possibility of death. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Four at the hour now as we continue our overview of the hot hits in talk radio, news talk, focus, the stories, and the people on the list. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. On the people list, Drew Brees is number 5. He issued an apology for his quote-unquote insensitive comments. Did you think that they were? He's a quarterback, those of you who don't know, for the Saints. His comment was that people thought they were insensitive. Were they? The comments that were made he was criticized by a lot of athletes, the other black athletes.
He was asked about how he felt about the kneeling issue. Yeah. You know, the Colin Kaepernick inspired brouhaha that's been going on for years and has kept Colin Kaepernick from playing in the NFL and made him a target of Donald Trump's ire and the whole thing where his message to support black people against police brutality was interpreted as being disrespectful of the flag and all that. So when asked about it, Drew Brees said, and Drew Brees is a very popular and accomplished quarterback, people should know, it's like, you know, he's a big star.
Mm-hmm.
And very well liked, a nice guy. And he said, basically, I don't support anybody who disrespects the flag. And that's what he said. and it was considered out of step with the moment. And he, because he's
how
a big celebrity.
How can that be out of step? How can that be out of step? He, repeat again? I remember back in 2017 that he and the rest of the team knelt before the national anthem when they played in London against the Dolphins.
I'm telling you, it's all subjective.
What in the world?
It's all political correctness. It's subjective to peer pressure. It's subjective to about what's in at the moment. And right now, I don't know. A lot of people run my own shop, aren't you? Look, a lot of people, a lot of African American athletes said they were not happy that he said that because it didn't show support of the message right now of what's going on in the country. But they feel that he suffered from real hatred and overreaction on the part of the public and on the
well, part isn't of all of this an overreaction?
Well, that's
how far? Where do we measure? Where do we draw the line as to what makes sense and gets action versus that stuff which is done? That I mean, whether or not you're looking at the honest protesters or the people that brought in on buses to burn things down,
it has to do with how you feel. It has to do with whose shoes you're standing in. It has to do with what your experience of life is about. If you're an honest person. Then it gets obscured and cloudy when you look at the agitators, the opportunists, the politicians that use this, the sensational media, the race baiters. Mm-hmm. So on one level, yeah, I respect people's feelings. If people are emotional and feel that they've been the victims of anything or something hurts them, I care. I want to hear about it. But then you have to also step back and say, wait a second. What's motivating this? Is this an honest, organic expression of how people feel? Or is this something that's a little bit more complex? Are there other forces
contrived
that are contriving it? And it comes down to a big question. Is there really systemic, deep racism in America? Or are there pockets of racism in America that are hyped up and blown out of proportion by the media and the politicians and the race baiters? This is the key question that's being debated right now.
Well, if you travel and you have any worldliness and you've gone to other countries, especially Asian countries, you find that the amount of racism here is meek and mild in comparison to what happens in Japan, in China, both of them extraordinarily racist countries, and you'll find it elsewhere as well. But those in my traveling experience are the two countries where it is so, I don't even want to use the word rampant, it's just the way they live. Japanese people despise others. The Japanese men, the only reason they have a this sounds extraordinarily gauche, but it is, they like tall blonde women from America. That's, other than that, they got no use for Americans. They don't want you to come. It's pretty amazing when you go there to experience, if you really get into the nitty-gritty.
What I hear is that Japan loves American tourists, but they don't like anybody that's not of their particular race. I don't know, do you call it race or sub-race? I mean, are Chinese and Japanese different races?
Japanese don't like Chinese. The nuance between Japanese, and for us Asians, it seems awkward, whatever it is, an Asian is an Asian, but an Asian isn't an Asian. Any more than a black person is a black person. All black people are the same. You know that nonsense, you hear that all the time.
The black people in America are a large group of people that are diverse on every level.
Of course, all kinds of different backgrounds.
Politically
Christian,
diverse.
Christian, Catholic, Muslim.
Right. So when you say the African-American community, right there, that's a misnomer. It should be, at best, the African-American communities, in the plural, because there are many communities, just like the white community. I mean, it just isn't right. But if you talk to some people, they make a very good case that racism really is a serious problem for black people. And you talk to other black people, and they say no. I don't want to promote my other products here too much.
Please.
I'm in the middle of it right now. Two of the leading African-American radio talk show hosts in the country, One is Joe Madison of Sirius XM Satellite Radio, who I would say is takes the commonly taken position that there is racism, mm-hmm. and he supports the Democrats. He's anti-Trump.
Yeah,
he's a liberal. If you have to put, and he is articulate as hell and smart and an activist, and he does a great job with that point of view. But you talk to him, and I mean, you know, if you should, you know, in any way suggest there's not racism, you're just deaf, dumb, and blind.
Right. Well, you're a racist yourself.
You're a racist yourself.
Yep.
The other one is Larry Elder, an attorney, a filmmaker, an author, nationally syndicated radio talk show host.
To play a judge on TV.
He's also somebody to be respected. And
absolutely.
And makes a tremendous case for the fact that this is overblown.
Yep.
I have on my podcast this week an interview with Joe Madison that I recorded this past
week. You're talking about the Michael Harrison interview.
MHinterview.com, folks. And the reason I'm promoting it is because it ain't just a podcast. It's pretty amazing, if I may say so myself.
It's okay.
And it's not me. I don't say that much. I ask him four questions, and he talks. And I let him talk. Next week on the MH interview, I already have it in the can, as they say in radio, Larry Elder. And the show that I do that's sort of like a companion to this show, the Michael Harrison Rap, which runs around, has both of them on. Not together. Yeah. They won't talk to each other right now.
No, they won't. They won't talk to each other.
I have them both on this one-hour show, and that's MHRap.com, and rap is spelled with a W. I'm not a rap star. I'm a sort of a Christmas rapper. MHWRAP.com. I have both on coming up this weekend. As we speak, we're on at different times. It debuts on Friday late afternoon and throughout the weekend. And it's startling to hear how right each one sounds.
Right.
The case that
each
one sounds.
Well, they're sure of themselves. They're smart. They're sure of their positions.
And for a white person to facilitate this conversation or to moderate it is walking a very narrow line on very thin ice. And I do my best to do it. And I think I do okay. Some people are going to say, why didn't you challenge Joe? And why didn't you challenge? Like, well, I don't think it's my place to challenge. I ask the questions. I ask.
Right. We're not having a wrestling match here.
Right. Gentle challenging, like, well, how do you answer critics who say, as opposed to, you're full of it. You know? There's ways of challenging without necessarily being argumentative. But this is a hell of an issue, Doug.
Yep.
And
it's not, and
within the black community, there are these two sides. But the mainstream press makes it seem like it's only one side, and those black Americans who feel differently are called Uncle Toms.
Yeah. Well, even if I say on the air that I think George Floyd has been made a godlike creature, a character, for no good reason,
well,
there are plenty of
that.
Other examples. Well, there are lots of examples this week, in the past month, and you make reference to Arbery, and I made reference to Breonna, and there are dozens, if not hundreds of cases of black people being assaulted by police officers, white police officers. Why is this guy, and you explained it very well, you said the tipping point, we got to the straw that broke the camel's back. But that doesn't mean we should ignore the other cases that are so blatant. That, in my mind, anyway. Am I not supposed to say that? I'm politically incorrect because I said that.
Well, we're at a time now where whatever you say is politically incorrect because somebody's going to be offended.
Of course. Everybody's offended. All right. A few more minutes with Michael coming up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The folks at MyPillow want you to know that they think you are swell. You have supported them. You understand that they're a great American company. Everything they sell at MyPillow.com is made in this country, and they're now offering the BOGO deals. Go to the listener special page, and you can buy one, get one free. Another of those BOGO offers, Michael. Buy one, get one free. The sheets, the towels, the pillowcases, the pillows themselves, the duvet covers. There's a whole list of them at MyPillow.com. I love the roll and go anywhere pillows. Bolster pillows, neck pillows. Go to Radio Listener Specials. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV when you check out, and you'll be able to buy one and get one free all across the board. That's the radio listener special page. Don't forget, if you buy a lot of stuff, they'll finance you. If you're spending over $200, you can get it on credit. That's at MyPillow.com.
Six new research studies from universities across the U.S. found promising health impacts of consuming everyone's favorite berry, strawberries. The research findings include positive outcomes in the important areas of gut health, heart health, metabolic health, and brain health, which is good news all around for strawberry lovers. A serving of about 8 strawberries, either fresh or frozen, provides a complete daily value of vitamin C, 3 grams of fiber, plus potassium and folate. Strawberries are also rich in flavonoids, which help the body function more efficiently while protecting against everyday toxins and stressors. Strawberries have been identified to have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties that may improve insulin resistance, cholesterol, vascular function, and may reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. With all of this very good news about strawberries, what's not to love about this delicious red fruit? For more information on the health benefits of strawberries, visit californiastrawberries.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weaken bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
All right, so here is, we got time for an examination. One more thing. Number 6 on the list is the economy. Looking at the stock market and what happened to that as we got to the end of the week. Look at the airline stocks. Look at the airlines opening up next month, providing 50, 55, 60% of their former schedule. So it must be that people are getting ready to fly the coop, literally and figuratively, Michael.
Well, the stock market is doing very well, but insiders and really savvy analysts are saying, be careful.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that enough to save Trump? That's what, the Trumpsters are hoping that that's enough to save him.
The polls are going to be dead, but... I don't know. You and I, at the end of the show now, let's just say what's going to save or bring down Trump is a very interesting topic that cannot be discussed in 20 seconds.
No.
But this is a big... big interesting subject of really what does this next election hang on? What is going to be the deciding factor in this next election?
And the jobless claims are, my God, look at the numbers of some of these states around the country, 10 or 12 of them that they're through the roof. Those people are not going to be looking to keep the status quo. You can be sure of that.
Well, we do a lot of wish thinking. We do a lot of seeking victory at the expense of truth in terms of the national conversation, don't we?
Yeah, that is true. We can talk about things, and we want to have things better. I'm certainly one who wants to talk up the best that we can. But there are also realities and numbers that you look at, and you can hope that those things will change for the better, for the good of all of us. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on the Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's Tech Talk time now, a review of the top five stories in this past week, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, for those of you who don't recognize my sultry voice. This is a review of from number five to number one. We start at this Spotify story I suppose this makes people happy, does it not, this story?
It does. If you are paying for Spotify, then congratulations. After basically shaming the company for the last few years, listeners can now have more than 10,000 songs in their music library. So if you, in the past, if you liked a number of songs and you got to the 10,000 mark, then they basically told you that you need to start deleting other songs because that was the ceiling. And a lot of Spotify users were just furious with this. They have, this is a huge music platform. It's the biggest one in the world, 130 million subscribers worldwide. If you compare that to what else is out there, Apple Music only has 60 million and Amazon has 55 million. So Spotify has, beyond subscribers, they have 286 million people who are using the free version. And so this has been something that in their community exchange where they go back and forth with users for feedback, this was the number one thing that people complained about. So more than 12,500 votes were cast in favor of lifting the 10,000 song limit. And so Spotify listened, and a lot of people are very happy about it.
Good for them. Here's number four. Zoom says free users won't get encryption. So the FBI is out in the cold here? What is this all about?
Well, no, so two stories, really. So at the beginning of the week, Zoom announced that they would be doing end-to-end encryption for extra security. Now, that only applies to the paid service of Zoom, which means That's the where you have corporate accounts. If you are, if you've been working from home, you're most likely doing Zoom calls on a paid corporate account. That allows you to go longer than 40 minutes. The free version of Zoom allows you to have a call up to 40 minutes, and you can have a mix of people on the Zoom site, or you can have people calling in. So the new end-to-end encryption is going to be for the paid version of this. And you can no longer call into it from a cell phone or landline. You actually have to use the Zoom link. It's for extra security. Now, the reason Zoom says that the free version does not have the end-to-end encryption is so that the police and the FBI can access those calls if they need to. Zoom has had issues with child pornography and predators and things like that, so they want to make it easier for those people to be caught, and that's why they say they're not doing the end-to-end encryption on the free version.
Ah, okay, number three, Apple tracking stolen iPhones. All right, you may
get speaking of criminals.
Yeah.
So we all know, we've seen the images, Apple stores, high-end stores, Best Buy, Chanel, every type of major store has been broken into in various cities around the country. And Apple, interestingly enough, had a pretty eerie message for the looters who busted into several Apple stores and stole the new iPhone. It, automatically, the iPhones were disengaged from the corporate level, and so people who were running around trying to get their iPhone, their new stolen iPhone, activated, were met with a message that says, please return to Apple, to the Apple store. This device has been disabled and is being tracked. Local authorities will be alerted of your location. So I'm expecting that some people probably panicked and dumped the iPhones into a dumpster somewhere. Others will probably still try to hack into the phones and use them. But hopefully, because, you know, no one here on this show has been in favor of looting, so hopefully a lot of these people will be caught. So, but that's Apple using technology. It lets you know that that's the capability that they have.
Right.
That they can remotely take over your phone.
It's kind of eerie in and of itself.
It is. It is. Yeah.
Yep. Right. Number two on our list of the top five items in terms of technology this week is this new contact tracing app. This is sort of from the same, well, you're tracking something different though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so in France, they launched their contact tracing app this week for COVID-19. And so they essentially right now, it's voluntary to download it, but it will act as a supplement for human tracers who manually go through an infected person's contacts and then they contact everyone else that you've been around. So essentially, this is good news if people use it. They need about 80% of smartphone users to participate. That equals 56% of the general population. And then one infection can be prevented with every one or two users, according to their data. So essentially how it works, it lets you know via Bluetooth technology if you've been spending more than 15 minutes within a meter of someone who's actually carrying the virus, which is pretty cool if it works, but they need a lot of people to participate in it.
All right, for those of you who are fans of CES, this may be important.
Yeah, the Consumer Electronics Show is actually moving forward in January in Vegas in person, and normally they have 175,000 attendees. We're not sure if they're going to cut down on that, but they're going to be taking a lot of the safety precautions. But it is good news for everyone in the tech world and consumers who like to see what's new and cool.
Back to business here. That's the overall review. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.